everybody. Thank you for coming. This is the last black of Daphne Aleph, of Perikat Bemet Tomlin, which is Daphne Aleph. That's his which black. My guess is we're all on the same page, no pun intended, in terms of none of us really started the next parak. You know, at least we didn't really. So. We're just mainly going to focus on a couple of very important Hatzmona issues. And really it's going to deal with a couple of the issues throughout the Amud. First of all, just before we get into the Hatzmona issues, there's one small sugi here about, there was a story that somebody was drinking from Bishul Akum. It wasn't really Bishul Akum, it was really mutter to drink from. And they said, you know, because it was neither Kenecho Shmuchai and Ola Shulchan Malachim, which are the famous standards of what would make something Bishul Akum. But nevertheless, the other Amor got upset at him for doing it. So the Gemara answers, Sabar Adam Chashav Shaini. So Gemara chooses this concept that even though for most people, you know, for the regular person, Bishul Akum is determined on Ola Shulchan Malachim and Echol Kmo Shulchai. But perhaps for a Chashav person, they may be held to a higher standard. Okay? And that is actually a Macholkas Achronim brought down in Yerodea. That's just the point. I was trying to remember, why is a mutter to drink coffee? Right? Why is a mutter to walk into a Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts or a 7-Eleven?
It's like water.
Well, that's right. The Achronim say it's bottled to the water. I couldn't remember.
And, it's like beer.
Right, exactly.
And I even... Tosis talks about right. Beer.
Okay, so the Achronim quote used beer as the example.
It's from a Tosis.
Right. So I couldn't, I didn't have time to look it up, so what I did is, I quickly 10 minutes before this year, I went to Google, I typed in Bishul Akum, I typed in coffee, I got 15 links that discussed why it's mutter to drink coffee, which is an amazing tool, Baruch Hashem. Anyhow, but that's the reason. Alright, we'll get back to that Tumana issues. The Gemara has, there are two sugyas in the Gemara that we're going to deal with tonight. The first is, the first line of the Gemara, which is six lines down. Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Mutter lehatmin esatonin. Okay, that's it. Then it's Mutter to be tomin the tonin. The Gemara here has a little discussion that wasn't so clear within the Tanaim at first whether that's true or not, back and forth. But basically, that's the bottom line. Mutter lehatmin esatonin. So now the question is, for what purpose? When is the Mutter to do it? So Rashi right away comes and modifies the statement. Mutter lehatmin esatonin. Okay, he says, so what does it mean? When is a mutl hatun is a tzonein? It's mutl hatun is a tzonein. If you're, let's say, you have something that's cold and you don't want to spoil, it's outside in heat. So what you do is you're able to be toming it, and by doing it, you can preserve its freshness, that it won't spoil. And Rashi says, and the chiddush of the Gemara is going to be that you may have thought that since it's usher to do atmana in order to heat something up, we'd be gozer even on something to keep it cool, right? A little far-fetched, but Rashi says that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Okay? So the Rishonim right away make a diuk in Rashi, and this is Rashi with the first source that I have over here. I forgot to number it, but it's the upper right corner. Perish Rashi, Zal Hatmin Shalei Chamu, Bogozrin Ato Atmana Kedei Shiachamu, Venera V'divrei Aravzal, Shal Hatmin Esat Sonein Kedei L'chamu Mo'asar. Right? That if a person is going to be tomim in order to heat it up, let's say it's something cold, and obviously you can't really heat up something with a davar shein umos of hevel, it's technically not achievable. But maybe like they just take a hafik tinasan to cool it off a little bit, to make it a little warm. That would be also according to Rashi. The alpha bishu matmim with davar shein umos of hevel, even when he's tomim with davar shein umos of hevel. Okay? Although Rambam zal, but the Rambam perish afilu chamim. That when the Gemara says muto hatmin is the tonein, the chiddush is much greater than what Rashi would hold. That according to the Rambam, what it means is it's mutter to heat up something that's cold. To try to heat it up. That's the Gonim hold. And the Rashba concurs. The Rashba says that's for sure what's going on. He says the kula pirkin batmana. He says let's look at the context of where this Gemara is coming up. It's talking about. We're not talking about hatmana for the sake of preserving things. We're talking about hatmana for the sake of heating things up. Okay? So the Rashba brings down a slew of Rishonim and Gonim, and he himself says, I agree with them. Rashi, I disagree with Rashi. Right? Even for the sake of heating up. And then just, if you want to just skip to where I underline in the bottom, because of Rambanzal, the Dafka B'Dabar Shein Omosif. That's only by saying it's not Mosif. B'Dabar HaMosif also. But when it's Gavi Dabra Mosif Hevel, it's also a few Mibadyom, a few Bishu Tzonin Gomer. Okay. So that's the first machlokas rishonim that we see here. Okay, Rashi holds that the sole purpose of a hatmus atoni is to make sure it stays cool and fresh and doesn't get spoiled by the sun. The other rishonim say that you're allowed to take it, even though normally it's usher do atman on Shabbos, even b'davar sheinu mosif hevel, something cold on Shabbos b'davar sheinu mosif hevel, you'd be allowed to be tomer. Okay. Let me just throw one question out to everybody, which I'm not 100% sure of the answer, and Sarah and I were talking about it this morning. When the Gemara, because it's going to relate a little bit to it, but I'll just figure, because we're getting to the Rambam, so before we start the Rambam, I just wanted to ask, throw it out. When we say that it's usher to be atomim b'davar shemosif hevel, right, which means, it's been defined throughout the parak, davar mosif hevel means something that the davar hamatmin, the davar adds heat, is a source of heat, okay, creates heat. Okay, does the heat have to be any heat, any amount of heat? So it could, because it could create heat. I know, let's take an example, zevel. Let's say, right, zevel could create heat. So it takes it from a 30 degrees to 40 degrees. Or does it have to be something that makes it could potentially make the food hot enough to reach out to the lettuce ball? I don't know. Where does it say either way? Why would you think the latter?
Yeah.
First of all, I would think my habamin would be that it's not fishal. In other words, Chacham wouldn't be good.
It's only Xeris, so what do you mean?
So forget it, so we should make
it. They make Xeris, they make Xeris.
That's one way of looking at it. I can see the Fakir also.
No, the whole thing is, once they said it's Dovah Shemosif Hevel, you don't want to do it.
I could see maybe.
Because all these things you were learning before about Dovah Shemosif Hevel, none of these are.
How do we know? I don't know.
Tremendous. Stick your hand in it, you'll see.
I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. That's why I'm so booked. Look, let me just point out this Rambam, by the way, in source number 2 on the left, top left. This is the Rambam Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos, obviously. Yesh dvarim shim tamun ben atavshil, hum ischamein, umosifim bibishulo ke'en ha'esh. So to me, those words, ke'en ha'esh, is very interesting, right? You know, it's comparable to what a fire could do. It's just like a fire that won't, throughout Silchus Bishul, we're talking about fire that could take this something to be Yad Zoledes Bo.
Popped up, it's like, can Aish is the ability to...
Once again, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. So if you guys are sure, that's fine.
Because he can read it.
Mm-hmm.
None of these things can cook.
I don't know. I've never tested it. But maybe they can. What? I'm not saying you could cook, but let's say you had food that was 80 degrees hot. Maybe you could take it to Yad Zoledes, but 110, 120. So you're all convinced that it's even the... Yeah? You too, Rabbi?
Do an experiment. Buy a box of salt. Go to 7 Mile. Buy a box of salt. Mm-hmm. Put your finger in for an hour. Take it from
your fingers in the work. You got to have something which is hot to the cathedral. We have to measure it before and after.
Right.
So warm up.
So you have something at 80 degrees, put it in, and then
measure
it after.
Exactly. I would argue halachically that maybe the chachamim, the chachamim to a certain extent, I don't know if they're limited or if they're disciplined in how their goes there, they don't have jurisdiction under something of Yad Zoledes Bo. Things that are Yad Zoledes Bo, they're not osik in. That's why I would argue why the other way.
Something that
doesn't have the capacity to take it to be Yad Zoledes Bo, they're not gonna get involved with. They're gonna be gozer and things that came to your Isaac. That's came to your Isaac.
That's not the whole gzera of Hatmana is has nothing to do with Yad Zoledes Bo, really. The way I understand it.
I'm not sure. That's my problem. What do you get here in my shayla? I mean, maybe it's Pashut. Maybe I'm not sure.
The whole gzera is Shemiyat the remnant.
Right.
Right. No, you're right. There is a concern. And you see, like, and there's the Mahogus, how concerned we should be. Like, Rashi says, even by cold things, you wouldn't be told me. But maybe there's a tzad to say, in this Rambam, Ke'en Eish, that to me, that seemed interesting Russian for Rambam to use. Maybe what they were going to only make Zeros in situations when the Dover Mathman. All right, but if it's Pashut, you guys good. I guess then maybe I should be Pashut to me also. So I guess I get. Okay, fine. Nimnu Begamru. Closure. Okay. From Rashi's mukach.
Rashi's mukach that way. Otherwise, the whole thing would.
No. Because Rashi.
If there would be a heter.
No, because Rashi.
Or something that's less.
No,
because. What would be the
higher? No, because Rashi told me something else. Rashi told me that Dabrashi ain't almost as heavy on Shabbos. It's not necessarily going to reflect Dabrashi ain't almost as heavy. Rashi told me Dabrashi ain't almost as heavy on Shabbos. Not necessarily going to be. Cool.
Yeah, all I'm saying is if the inyan of hatmona would be mutter as long as it's not yatzalet, then this is going to get kiddush. It should have said the biggest kiddush.
Okay. Okay. Let's go. Let's go. Now there's another sugya. Okay. The sugya later down on the bottom, which is going to relate directly to the sugya, because the two sugyas are going to be linked, especially according to the way the Rishonim explain Rashi. And that sugya is V'chein hayu Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Okay, we have different halachos. There's a brisa. I guess we can read the whole brisa. Tana Rabbanan. You see where the two dots are? Tana Rabbanan. Afal bisha amrein tamim afil v'davar shein mosif hevel. Even though they said you can't be tamim in Shabbos with something that's not mosif hevel, mishach hasheicha. When Shabbos started, and Bola hosted Mosif, if you want to add on layers, you could add on layers. You take off the sheets and you put on the gufkarin, which are what? A coat. I mean, Rashi says coat, actually. It's funny. But is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, coat, right? So the Machokas in the Rishon had exactly to understand that Rav Shimon Weir wasn't really an example for what he just said a minute ago. He just said you could add on, and then he says you could exchange. It's not clear whether the two things, they're arguing with each other a little bit, or they're bringing a citing example. Bulgovaiter, v'cheni Rav Shimon Weir omer, lo osru el oso mecha. The only time it's osru batman on Shabbos, right, and obviously we're talking about Dabar Sheni Mosef Hevel, was with that mecham. Okay? In the thing, so Rashi says, oso mecham, what's oso mecham? The mecham shehuch mubo. The mecham that you heated it up with. Okay? However, but if you poured it, if you took it from one mecham and put it into another mecham, that'd be mutter. Okay? So, how is Rashi going to teach this? So Rashi is going to teach. Let's read Rashi together. We'll also again. Let me finish the Gemara. So again, well, also mecham. They didn't ask. They only asked in that mecham that it was cooked in. Alapina mecham. If you took it from one mecham to another, it's mutter. Because hashta ikura kamaker. Now what you're doing is you're cooling it off. Right? Exactly. You're going to be choshish that a person is going to come to the. So this is going to be a very controversial two lines. What is the Gemara referring to, and what are the hashlachos? What are the ramifications of this Gemara? So Rashi makes it very clear. He's going to really modify this. He's going to really limit the hashlachos of this Gemara. So let's read this whole Rashi together. We'll ask through. L'hatamin mishach hashecha. They did not ask her to be told me mishach hashecha. El b'mecham shehuch muba. But in a mecham that he heated it up in. The hasamu de'ikla migzer shemir tiyach. Because in that case, we're going to be goes there, then you may come to make it cold, you may come to boil it again. But you're allowed to take it from one mechon to another mechon, acher, or matmin, and you can be tomin. He says, that's Lashon Tosefta, that's Lashon Tosefta. That's what it means, and you can take it from one mechon to another. It's mutter. The hashta leikla migzer shem yirtiach. There's no chashash. The hashta ikura kamekulu. Right? Rashi says, what are you doing? What are you accomplishing when you take it from one mechum to another? The whole purpose is you're trying to cool it off. Finiskabing. Right? Purposefully trying to cool it off. So you're going to say that he's going to come boil it again? Makes no sense. Right? So once again, have the Rishonim going to explain Rashi. The Rishonim going to explain Rashi. Rashi is the Tosafot above. Right? Rashi is, what is the mutter to be tomein tonin? What it means is to make sure it stays cool. Chas v'shalom, not to heat it up. To heat up, so even Sony would be usher, because the gzeira would come up. So lamechum is when a person's trying to cool something off, right? It's v'adam mutter to transfer from one mechum to another. That's how the Rishonim understand Rashi. Okay. But once again, other Rishonim may disagree with Rashi. Let's take the Rambam for.
Yes. The reality is, why is it called a mechum? If he's putting in there to cool it down. Right, a mecham is by definition something that heats up.
Maybe that's a chiddush. That even though you're not going to cool it as quickly as aggressively as you would have wanted to,
uh-huh.
You're going to cool it a little bit. It's a good question, but maybe
at the end of the day, he's looking to preserve the heat. But still, even though he's looking to preserve the heat, that's a chiddush.
But he wants to reduce the heat.
Because even though he's looking at the end, why is he doing that on the second mecham? He's looking to preserve it. Even so, it's still be motivated because of. he's yeah. in fact he wanted
right.
to be cooler.
You're saying that's a chiddush. In other words, even though he's not aggressively cooling it, you know, he's still, you know, he's not accomplishing exactly what he's kind of still going to be hot a little bit. So maybe there'd be room to be gozer somehow.
How do you read this into Rashi though? Because he says Ikuri Kamekir.
B'miskavein.
B'miskavein, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, B'miskavein, right? So yeah. Doesn't that mean that he poured, you know, but by pouring it from one to the other,
he's trying to cool it down.
Okay.
He's trying to cool it down.
Serving container.
What's that?
But it's a serving container. He wants to, you know, it's going to serve it in something. He doesn't want to cool it down. He wants it.
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. We're going to address that in a minute.
Right.
What's that?
Who says this Rashi
is what she does? This is what the Rishon said. The Ran. The Ran, yeah.
Mamash has nothing to do with it.
Why?
Well, what Rashi is saying over mm-hmm. here is that the fact that you did a Maisa that shows Krirus, so therefore there's no Gzer Shema Yasiyach if you do a subsequent Hatmana. That has nothing to do with what he said before. Before, he was talking mm-hmm. about you were only trying to cool it down, keep it cool.
Mm-hmm.
That is clearly not what he's doing.
Rashi says, how do you
mean? Rashi says that if you change it from a hot pot to a cool pot, so that shows that you're never going to come to be masiyah.
Look at the words. The hashtag is cool.
Rashi says the act of pouring from a hot pot into the cool pot shows your kavana is not going to be masiyah subsequently with remes.
No,
that's what he's saying.
I'm reading Rashi. Listen,
if he meant to really heat it up, it's like throwing in the raw piece of meat right before Shabbos. If you're showing, you're doing a Maisa which shows that you're Masiyah Fasim, this is exactly the same kind of thing.
Can you read these words in Rashi?
From a hot pot into a cool pot, you can't tell me that now when you're going to cover it with clothing, that you're going to come to add remes if you would have really
you're in
Rashi?
So how do you read these words? Yeah. The hashto ikuri.
What do you think he's doing hatmana for?
To cool it?
The yatman.
Read Rashi.
Hatmana doesn't create coolness.
I hear your questions, but look through your Rashi for a second.
What's Rashi saying?
Okay, how do you read these words in Rashi? The hashto ikure kamakari lubin miskavin. How do you read those words?
He's taking it out of
the cool it off. To cool it off on purpose. Purposely to cool it off.
Because the other pot's too hot.
So he wants to cool it off.
He doesn't want it cold. He wants to stop the cooking process.
He wants to cool it off. Do you agree?
No.
No?
He wants to cool it off to make it something that's edible, that's drinkable. Right now it's too hot.
But the point is, according to Rashi, the only time you're allowed to do atmana is when you're going in the cool direction. Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah. Well, that's the whole
thing. No, you don't agree?
No. It's the way you're phrasing it is misleading.
Under normal circumstances. Mm-hmm. But even there, lo asru ella the mechum, you know, in one mechum, the
right.
mechum, you know, from one mechum to another mechum is mutter. Why? Because of this whole thing.
Right. Okay. Right. I mean, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Rashi holds the only time hatman is mutter is if you're going in the cool direction. If you're going in the hot direction, or maybe right. even status quo, it's asr. You don't agree with that.
Mm-mm.
Okay. What? You don't agree with that? Fine.
Not at all.
Good. So how do you understand this Rashi?
He wants to view it.
The hashto
that when he does hatmona on this pot of hot soup,
right.
The soup is hot now.
Right.
When he does hatmona, is that going to conserve the heat or is it going to make it cooler? I'm just asking a question.
He's not doing.
I'm just asking a simple question. Give a case.
Yeah.
Hot bowl of soup. You cook the pot of soup on a klivish.
Right.
Now you're going to take from the klivish and pour it into a klisheni.
And do hatmona with it.
And now you're going to cover that klisheni with.
Right, that's the mechum you do at
Is
correct.
That covering it with clothing going to keep that soup hot or going to make it cooler? Tell me the answer.
It's going to be cooler than from the original pot.
Well,
that's
on.
Automatic. That's not.
Hold
that's
on.
Like
you're not answering my question.
Right.
Putting the clothing on top of that pot going to cool it or make it hot?
Cooling down
because
it's
in
a
cliche. But the mic hot monitor maintain the heat.
It's around it. It connects to two sugars.
Yeah, so I'm a rash of those who's over the Latin zone, Kadesh, that was also a fire, so I shouldn't be able to come in. This is what the Ran's saying. Thank you. She's over the Latin zone, Kadesh, she's self focused in us, also, Hutzu Chafarish, the Mada Sharina Pinon, Mimechon, Mechon, Hainu Kagon Shapinon, Kadela Karan. That's what the Ran's teaching Rashi. Michael got in the Davku with the Sharina. You have a different chat in Rashi, but this is other Rashi.
What he's saying, which you don't get necessarily.
And by the way, this is remote. Remote understands the Rashi according to the Ran the same way, just like you have a different approach. But
I'll tell you, because there it's interesting because they're looking at the whole process. In other words, it's semantics and stuff like this. It's important semantics. Namely, because I think the chush is going to be machash if you deny it. That's what Shlomi was saying. There's a certain truth. You take it off the Kli Rishon. You want it to be cooler, you just don't want it to burn, whatever the reason is. By definition, by putting it into that Kli, that second one, it's going to cool.
That's all I'm saying.
So the point is, if you look at it as that whole process, why am I doing anything? Why don't I just leave it on the Kli Rishon? My whole process is I want it to be cooler than it is now.
To go to the cool direction.
So that is this Ran/Rashi. And there you see, and then if you look at that as the defining direction, if you will, like the arrow is a good muscle maybe. So then the fact that I'm going to then add a hot mana, you don't look at that as a separate act in isolation called hot mana. You're preserving what you hope will be the status quo of the cooler soup. That's clear. I wouldn't have thought of that either, frankly. But that apparently is, I think that's the only taich in the Ran, because if you look at it more separately, it's taken from one Kli to the second Kli, and it's separately doing Hatmana, then you have to agree with Shlomi, I think, because the second Hatmana is obviously to keep it hot. It's just that the Ran apparently sees that as serving a larger purpose, which is the transfer from one to the other.
Yeah, what you're saying is you're understanding the first Rashi that really the objective is cold. And then you're saying this Rashi isn't the same. So I guess what I'm saying is the middle ground, and it's not so much cold, but cooler.
And not just that. I think the key is the process. Do you look at Hatmana as a separate action, or do you look at the whole process? Because the Hatmana is not for cooler. I don't think just saying the word cooler is not enough. Because the Hatmana is not going to make it cooler.
Hatmana
is not going to make it cooler. If you say that's my point. If you look at Hatmana,
no, the
pouring
is going to make it cooler. The fact that
if you look at the bigger process, am I trying to get it cooler? The answer is yes.
Right.
But what is the Hatmana doing? The Hatmana, frankly, is to get it so it shouldn't be too cold.
Right.
I'm trying to keep the. So that's the chiddush that you look. Apparently, he looks at that whole process, and that's a fine.
Right.
Once you have the once you have the process, the fact that the Hatmana is actually slowing the cooling is irrelevant. It's called a cooling process.
So what's the alternative of pshat in Rashi?
How do you say Rashi different?
What's the alternative of pshat in the Gemara besides Rashi?
Oh, so the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Hochahei. Pina atavshol amai machamim. Mikliu kliacher. Mutter lahatmin a kliacher b'shabbos v'dabar sheinu mosif. Kmo adabar atonin. Right? So also had Mishavs al Dabar Kham Shuba Kwirishon Shin is Bashava Pinu Mutter. So according to the Rambam, it doesn't matter why you're putting it from one Kli to another. It doesn't matter even if you're trying to make it warmer. You know, there could be a situation, we're gonna get into the perfect Nafkamina in a minute. But according to the Rambam doesn't say that the reason why it's mutter is because the person's going in the direction of trying to make it cool. Right? On the contrary, for whatever reason you want. The bottom line is the Gzeira of Atmana was applied to Kwirishon, not the Klishain. That's the Rambam.
So, what exactly
are you saying
different again?
There's going to be a very big difference.
Rashi
says it. The Hashtag Yikuri can make a mishkan.
That's the act objectionable.
I wouldn't object if you gave me
objectively, that is the act. Both Rambam and Rashi were agreeing that objectively, that is what he's
saying. Listen, when I read this Rashi before. When I read this Rashi before I saw the Ran reference. I read Rashi like the Ran. I'm more than open to hearing another pshat, but to me, this is the pasuk.
The way I read it was that once you remove it from one pot.
According to who? According to.
To Rashi.
Okay.
Right. When he says the hashta kuri kameka a little bit miskaven a chokem mishat lo fits me right that when you're cognizant of it, right, you're pouring from one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to come to. You know, you're cognizant of you're in the process of doing hatmana, right? There, that shows that you're the miskaving means that you're cognizant of the fact that it's Shabbos and you're doing hatmana, the miskaving. Therefore, you're not going to come to the over of being martiyah.
Oh, you know, when we were learning, we did think for a second, we did for a little bit consider that. But we did consider, as you're saying is, since the person's doing it, with certain cognizance, he's going to be more careful or something like that.
Exactly. Because once you do it already...
We thought that pshat for a little bit.
You would only be doing on Shabbos.
That since... What you're saying is... We thought that pshat a little bit. That what he's saying is that the way he types Rashi, it could be... could be we changed our minds because of the Ran actually. Mm-hmm. But what he's saying is that because according to Rashi doesn't really care if you're heating it up, if the second Atzmon is not cooling it down. But because bottom line is when a person pours from one kli to another, it cools it down a little bit, the person's gonna be cognizant of what he's doing and may or not come to be that's a good shot. Not how the Ran understood it, not how Ramosha understood it. But it's
so
a good plan.
If you understand it like that, there's not really much of a difference.
You're right. Right. We think didn't we have a thing about consider that for a minute? I think I remember that. And we saw the Ran and said, no, I guess we're wrong. So could be. Shkoyach, yeah.
So, the first piece I ever published was to argue on a Ran. That's worth absolutely nothing. I just want to put that out. You're bringing me back to
the president. President.
Maybe this is sort of irrelevant, but also on Rashi, on Amud Beis, I mean, it's not just Rashi, it's the Gemara that also talks about the maintenance of the temperature. That's kind of why I was sort of thinking along the same lines. It's like I can't say that we understood this because it was like just a straight quote from the Tosefta, so that it's like very terse language, but it talks about the thing on top of the other thing.
Right.
And Sheyehim Mishumara, that they should maintain the same temperature.
Right.
And I mean, not just Rashi,
and the Rashi actually has a different gears over there.
Except we're not
one. He has a different gears.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now Tosis Yeshanim, Ramosha also holds that there's a. If, I don't know if you want to keep going here for a few more minutes because the bottom line of the sugya, there's so many. We're going to see every line here could be interpreted different ways. So it's very good we're having this dialogue, this conversation. But Tosis Yeshanim says. Aval pina mechem mechem butter, v'lo dami lahu dekira debay parakira pina mechem mechem now. Okay, over there the Gemara, the Shaila, what's the din of your pina mechem mechem? The Hasam wrote to the Chaimusan. Right over there, you want it to be had. Well, kach yesh leesar kshutzon. That's what I'm going to ask her. Aval halcha gabi atmana kol kama shutzonin tfei shaper dami. Here, the colder the better. This guy wants it to be colder. Okay.
Here
he seems clear. To be like Rashi, right?
Here it's clear that it's like Rashi according to Ram.
Ramosha didn't hold that Tosi Shonim was like Rashi, which is
so because here the Mechem, even though it's Mechem, this is cold stuff.
Yeah.
This soup is getting a little colder. This is mamish cold.
He wants it that way.
Right.
And then he says, then he asks an interesting question. But Rebbe lo yado el. Remember, there was a whole Gemara before Rebbe didn't know until somebody told him what his father held and he changed his mind, right? Rebbe lo yado el de mutter happiness at Tonim. He lo yado shamele miavu hacha de shari. His father, my favorite, says over here, it's mutter. Okay, the Yashon with the hacha. Davka de mucha milsu shin is kaveng lasanim. He has kabana to cool it off. Shepino mechel mechem. So here with the Tosu Shalom says once again, he reiterates that. He says that over here the person has kavana to make it cooler. So if you juxtapose that with the Rambam Shita, the Rambam doesn't seem to care whether you're making it cooler or not. The Rambam would even say that even if you're making it warmer. Okay, now we go to the Shulchan Aruch. We can read the Shulchan Aruch.
You mean maintaining it?
Well, we'll see in a minute. Maintaining it, or theoretically, maybe you can even make it. I don't know. We'll get to the Nafkamin in 1 minute. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch. This is a Shulchan Aruch simulation of Zion. In Pina Tavshil B'Shabbos Mekederish in his Bashal Ba Ukeder Acheres. If you took it from one Keder to another, Mutter Hatmino B'Davar Shein Mosevel. It's Mutter to do Atmana. So how does the Taz understand the Mechaber? Sifkan Yida Mutter Hatmino Kamo Hadavar. I don't know. All right. Happened to Dover Ham? So the Kli Rishon is Bashalva.
Looks like Dover Hadzonin.
Dover Hadzonin. I don't know, but
well, Asrul Hatman.
Asrul Hatman. So that's okay. Shkach. So that's what happened to Dover Ham. So the Kli Rishon is Bashalva. Avon Pinu Mutter. Right. This is the Rambam and the Ran. The Ran disagrees with Rashi, by the way. Umitam Zenira. The Avil Echziru Kli Rishon Namishari. Even if you put it back into the Kli Rishon, it'll also be Mutter. The Kfar Eino Din Kli Rishon, because it no longer has a Din Kli Rishon. Okay. So he basically says that even if it's going to be hot, even if it's going to maintain its heat, the Kli Sheni, very different point than what they understand in Rashi. They understand in Rashi, we don't look at the process, right? Rashi holds not only to be Tomin a Dover Tzonin, because the bottom line is, if you were to be Tomin a Dover Tzonin for the purpose of heat, you're in the heating process. Rashi held Bukhara. That's what Homer goes around. The Rambam and the Mechaber, according to the way the Taz explains the Mechaber, held no. It wasn't so much the process. there goes around the chefter, almost like on the chefter. There goes around the kli rishon, but things that aren't kli rishon, things that are below kli rishon, chacham didn't have jurisdiction on for whatever reason. They didn't get involved in. So now Rav Moshe was asked. This is an Or Chaim Aleph Siman Tzadi Hei. I didn't quote the whole truth. I just quoted the interesting part at the end. Rav Moshe was asked, what about pouring water into a thermos on Shabbos? Okay, thermos l'chor would be atmana, and a thermos you're maintaining the heat, right? The whole purpose, the reason why you spend money buying a thermos is to maintain the heat. Would that be mutter? So basically, the Rav Moshe for three quarters of the tshuva basically has a whole thing within Rashi. He basically says it would probably be also according to Rashi, because the way he understands Rashi, like the Ram understands it, that the only time. What?
It's only if it's for gold.
But if it's for money, so he goes, why are we allowed to do it? So you got to do it, because most Mechaber seems to pass in like the other Rishonim, like the Rambam and the Ran. He says, but Baal Nefesh, maybe it should be Machmer. I'll get into that. Then he said, but, yeah, so I was wondering, when does Rav Moshe say Baal Nefesh? I'll just speculate for one second. If it's a Machlokas about a D'Raisa, should you keep Rabbeinu Tam and Shabbos or not? You know, Erevin maybe. I think over there maybe he used the Lash of a Machmer.
Yeah,
but here,
time,
right, I'm saying, but over there you use a Machmer. But here it's beyond being a Machmer. Because here we're only talking about the Rabbanan. Hatman is only the Rabbanan area. So here, when the most Rishonim hold one way, and to be closest to one Rishon, that might be a Baal Nefesh. That's just my speculation. No, you don't agree?
I don't disagree. I have no idea.
Yeah, no idea either. But that I was just thinking a couple of times I saw Moshe use the term Baal Nefesh was by Durabun.
Yeah, the Chofetz Chaim invented this.
Call off
Baal Nefesh. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Moshe, it's hard to know. I think right. Somebody wants. You probably can get a PhD if you want to write about it.
Nobody used the term Baal Nefesh before the Chofetz Chaim?
Nobody is. I think he popularized it in Halacha.
So. Oh, so Moshe really says, according to most, we show him the thermos is mutter.
And also like a cup like this is a...
It'd be the same concept, yeah. So Moshe, according to most, we show him, according to the Chabad, it'd be mutter. Moshe does for a minute. For a minute, Moshe does argue on the Taz and tries to explain, maybe types of Mechaber like Rashi. It's a very interesting diuk, actually. But the time constraints, we'll get into it. But then Rav Moshe ends with the very interesting thing to maybe justify even according to Rashi. So this is, I just quoted the last paragraph here in Rav Moshe. Av alitim la'thermis nir el'anias daiti, sheish otam ma'ater. Dov ma'ashe nosin ha'shabzo l'socha thermis, adayin lo'adifu mikliyache. He goes, okay, let's actually, thank you, let's use the display, display from right when you I want to pour the coffee from a kli rishon into here and I want to do atmana. So I lift off the cover and right now I have an exposed cup. It's not covered yet. It's not tumen yet. So when I'm pouring in anything,
is that true? Is it no better than any other cup without a cover?
Thermos, a dying or deep from the kliacher.
It depends what it's made of too.
It's not. The covering of it. Because what's making it tamun? What's making it tamun? We create a problem according to. Assuming there's a problem according to Rashi, it's the cover. It's the lid. There's another reason why Sarai covers. He covers, he doesn't want flies coming in, he doesn't want his chavrusa to accidentally spit when he's talking, right? There's another reason why he does.
We mentioned that in the chavura that we gave in the opening of the parak.
Yeah.
Why is the mother to have a pot lid?
So it's going to become the reason. To me, it's a very chiddush emotion. You know, he says the fact that he's covering with a lid for a tamana purpose, that's secondary. There are many other reasons. It's protected from the elements, whatever. Why a person would be tamein? So based on that, he wants to say on Shabbos, right? So based on that, he wants to say that a baal nefesh, even a baal nefesh, could be okay using a thermos. Okay, the last thing I want to do, we'll stop in a minute. There's a sugya at the end of the parak talks about ice. You can't crush ice in Shabbos. And I always, maybe somebody could help me out. I know that I broke in the Shmir Shabbos also, right before we came. The Shmir Shabbos is two things. It's first of all, if you have a cup of liquid, you could take ice and put it into the cup of liquid, no problem. Then he says you shouldn't put ice into an empty cup and let it melt. That might be a problem with no light. Might be a problem with no luck. But I always heard there's a chumrah that you shouldn't take ice and then pour the soda or the water on top of it.
There's a chumrah that's quoted.
What is that based on?
How many years ago is that now?
What?
Is that 6 or 7 years ago?
This might be noise.
7 years ago when I... Anyway, and it drove me crazy trying to figure out why there should be. Remember we asked Rabbi Willig, he couldn't.
Okay, good.
And then, in the latest example of, if it's written, it sounds more authentic than if you just speak to somebody. So if you take a look in Rabbi, this is now 8 years' memory, 7 years. But I'm literally sure if you take a look in Rabbi Ribiot, which was new that year, I'll tell you what year I was learning, this was new. He quotes in a footnote from Rabbi Belsky, that he says, Molly, you put the water in the soda in first, Molly, the ice.
Unless maybe we're afraid that you may put the ice in.
The issue of the hecker is like the ice buckets. In other words, if you have an ice bucket, so that might be a shiloh.
But you're not putting it there for the purpose of...
I understand, but if you leave it to melt, then there's going to be water there.
Right.
I think an ice bucket is...
Are you more chumrah?
It's less preferable than going around giving people ice, I think. By the way, since we're on the topic, I remember this is a ravajikula, which is that to take a spoon to mish around the soda so that the ice should melt quicker, that's bakli, that's usur. But he says to take the cup itself, you're holding the stem or even the outer of the walls of the cup, and to move that was mishing.
Mm-hmm.
That you can see in my ass every Friday night.
What do you do?
I do. I'm saying you want it to get cold. I like cold soda.
I just put my soda in the freezer before the milk.
What would be the potential problem?
Which one?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
We're not selling. This is a big...